Εν το έτη το δευτέρο της βασιλείας Ναβουχοδονοσόρ συνέβη εις οράματα και ενύπνια εμπεσέιν τον βασιλέα και ταραχθήνε εν το ενυπνίου αυτού και ο ύπνος αυτού εγένετο απ' αυτού.
In the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, it happened that visions and dreams came upon the king, and he was disturbed by his dream, and his sleep departed from him.
Επέταξεν ο βασιλεύ, εις ενεχθήνε τους επαϊδούς και τους μάγους και τους φαρμακουτούς των Χαλδαίων, αναγγείλε το βασιλεί τα ενύπνια αυτού, και παραγενόμενοι έστησαν παρά το βασιλεί.
The king ordered the enchanters, the magicians, and the sorcerers of the Chaldeans to be brought in, to declare to the king his dreams. And when they had come, they stood before the king.
Ήπεν αυτοίς ο βασιλεύς, ενύπνιον χεώρακα, και εκινήθη μου το πνεύμα, επιγνώνε ούν θέλω το ενύπνιον.
The king said to them, I have seen a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream.
Ελάλησαν οι Χαλδαίοι προς τον βασιλέα Συριστή, Κύριε βασιλεύ, τον αιώνα ζήθη, ανάγγειλον το ενύπνιον σου της πεσίσου, και ημίς φράσομεν την σύγκρισιν αυτού.
The Chaldeans spoke to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we shall declare its interpretation to you.
Δε, ο βασιλεύ είπε τους Χαλδαίους ότι εάν μη απαγγείλητέ μου επαληθείας το ενύπνιον και την τούτου σύγκρισιν, δηλώσετε μου παραδειγματιστήσεστε και αναληφθήσετε ημών τα υπάρχοντα εις το βασιλό.
But the king said to the Chaldeans, If you do not truly report the dream to me and declare its interpretation to me, you shall be made an example, and your possessions shall be taken into the royal treasury.
De to enupnion diasaphisite mi, και την τούτου σύγκρισιν αναγγείλητε. Λείψεστε δώματα παντούια, και δοξαστήσεστε υπέ μου. Δηλώσατε μη το ενούπνιον, και κρίνατε.
But if you make the dream clear to me, and declare its interpretation, you shall receive all kinds of gifts, and shall be honored by me. Reveal the dream to me, and give the judgment.
Δε, εκ δευτέρου, λέγοντες βασιλεύ το όραμα, υπόν, και υπέδες σου κρινούσι προς ταύτα.
But, answering a second time, they said, O king, tell the dream, and your servants will give judgment concerning these things.
Είπεν αυτός, ο βασιλεύς, επαληθείας όιδα, ότι καιρόν ημίς εξαγοράζετε, καθάπερ χεωράκατε, ότι απέστη απ' εμού, είπο πράγμα, καθάπερ ούν προστέταχα, ούτως έστε.
The king said to them, Truly I know that you are buying time, since you have seen that the matter has departed from me. Therefore, just as I commanded, so it shall be.
Μη το ενύπνιον απαγγείλητε μη επαληθείας, και την τούτου σύγκρισιν δηλώσετε θανάτο περιπεσίστε. Συνείπαστε γάρ λόγους ψευδείς, ποιήσαστε επ' εμού, έως αν ο καιρός αλλοιωθεί. Νίνουν, εάν το ρήμα είπητε μη, ότι νύκτα ερώρακα, γνώσομε ότι και την τούτου κρίσιν δηλώσετε.
If you do not make the dream known to me in truth and declare its interpretation, you will fall under sentence of death, for you have agreed to make lying words against me until the time changes. Now then, if you tell me the word that I saw in the night, I shall know that you will also declare its judgment.
Απεκρίθησαν οι Χαλδαίοι επί του βασιλέως ότι ουδείς τον επί της γης δινήσετε υπήν το βασιλεί ο αιώρακε καθάπερ σύ ερωτάς και πας βασιλεύς και πας δυνάστης τιού το πράγμα ουκ επερωτά πάντα σοφών και μάγων και Χαλδαίων.
The Chaldeans answered the king, There is no one upon the earth who will be able to tell the king what he has seen, as you ask. And no king and no ruler has ever asked such a thing of any wise man, magician, or Chaldean.
Ο λόγος ον ζητής βασιλεύ βαρύς έστι και επίδοξος και ουδείς έστιν ως δηλώσει ταύτα το βασιλέι ημίτη άγγελος ο ουκ έστι κατοικητήριον μετά πάση σαρκός, όφεν ουκ ενδέχεται γενέστε καθάπερ όι.
The word that you seek, O king, is difficult and extraordinary, and there is no one who will declare these things to the king, except an angel whose dwelling is not with all flesh. Therefore, it is not possible for it to come to pass, as you suppose.
Ο βασιλεύς στιγνός γενόμενος και περίλυπος προσέταξεν εξαγαγήν πάντας τους σοφούς της Βαβυλωνίας.
The king, becoming grim and deeply distressed, ordered all the wise men of Babylonia to be brought out.
Εδογματίσθη πάντας αποκτήνε, εζητήθη δε ο Δανιήλ και πάντες ημέτ αυτού, χάριν του συναπολέσθε.
It was decreed to kill them all, and Daniel and all those with him were sought in order to perish together.
Δανιήλ είπε βουλήν και γνώμην, ειν είχεν αριόχει το αρχιμαγείρο του βασιλέως, όι προσέταξεν εξαγαγήν του σοφιστάς της Βαβυλωνίας.
Daniel spoke with counsel and prudence to Arioch, the chief cook of the king, whom he had ordered to bring out the wise men of Babylon.
Επουνθάνετο αυτού, λέγον περί τίνος δογματίζεται πικρός παρά του βασιλέως, τότε το πρόσταγμα εσήμανεν ο αριόχης το Δανιήλ.
He inquired of him, saying, "Concerning what has such a harsh decree been issued by the king?" Then Arioch made the order known to Daniel.
De Daniil isilthe tacheos pros ton vasilea, ke ixiosen ina dothi afto chronos para tu vasileos, ke dilosi panda epi tu vasileos.
But Daniel went in quickly to the king, and requested that time be granted to him by the king, so that he might declare everything to the king.
Απελθούν Δανιήλ εις τον οίκον αυτού του Ανανία και Μισαήλ και Αζαρία της συνεταίρης υπέδειξε πάντα.
Daniel, having gone to his house, showed everything to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions.
Παρήγγειλε νηστείαν και δέησιν και τιμωρίαν ζητήσε παρά του Κυρίου του Υψίστου περί του μυστηρίου τούτου, όπως μη εκδοθώσει Δανιήλ και η μεταυτού εις απώλειαν, άμα τις σοφιστές Βαβυλώνος.
He ordered a fast and prayer and that a plea be sought from the Lord Most High concerning this mystery, so that Daniel and those with him might not be handed over to destruction together with the wise men of Babylon.
Το Δανιήλ εν χωράματι εν αυτή τη νυχτή το μυστήριον του βασιλέως εξεφάνθη ευσίμος τότε Δανιήλ ευλόγησε τον Κύριον τον Υψίστον.
To Daniel, in a vision during that very night, the king's mystery was clearly revealed. Then Daniel blessed the Lord, the Most High.
Εκ φωνήσας είπεν, έστε το όνομα του Κυρίου του Μεγάλου ευλογημένον εις τον αιώνα, ότι η σοφία και η μεγαλοσύνη αυτού έστι.
Crying out, he said, "Blessed be the name of the great Lord forever, for wisdom and greatness are his."
Αυτός αλλοιώ καιρούς και χρόνους μεθυστών βασιλείς και καθιστών διδού σοφή σοφίαν και σύνεσιν τοις εν επιστήμη ούσιν.
He changes times and seasons, removing kings and appointing them, giving wisdom to the wise and understanding to those who possess knowledge.
Τα βαθέα και σκοτεινά και γινώσκον τα εν το σκότι και τα εν το φωτί και παρ' αυτό κατάλυσις.
The deep things and the dark things, and he knows the things in the darkness and the things in the light, and deliverance is with him.
Κύριε, τον πατέρον μου εξομολογούμε και εινώ ότι σοφίαν και φρόνησιν έδωκας μη και νυν εσήμανας μη όσα ηξίωσα του δηλώσε το βασιλεί προς ταύτα.
Lord of my fathers, I acknowledge and praise you, for you have given me wisdom and understanding. And now you have made known to me what I ask to make known to the king concerning these things.
De Daniil pros ton Arioch, ton katastathenda ipo tou vasileos, apoktine pandas tous sophistas tis Vavilonias, ipen afto. Tous men sophistas tis Vavilonias, mi apolesis, isagage deme pros ton vasilea, ke ekasta to vasili diloso.
But Daniel said to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to kill all the wise men of Babylon, "Do not destroy the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will declare every matter to the king."
Arioch kata spudin isigagen ton Daniil pros ton vasilea, ke ipen afto oti evrika anthropon sophon ek tis echmalosias ton ion tis Iudeas, ως το βασιλεί, δηλώσει έκαστα.
Arioch hastened to bring Daniel before the king, and said to him, I have found a wise man from the captivity of the sons of Judea, who will make everything known to the king.
Δε, ο βασιλεύς, είπε το Δανιήλ επικαλουμένη, δε χαλδαϊστή, Βαλτασάρ, δινήσει, δηλώσε μη το όραμα ο είδων, και την τούτου σύγκρισιν.
And the king said to Daniel, who was called Belteshazzar in Chaldean, Are you able to declare to me the vision that I saw at its interpretation?
De, ho Daniel, epi tu vasileos, ipen, to mysterion, o eoraken, o vasilefs. Uk esti sophon, ke pharmakon, ke epaidon, ke gazarinon, I dilosis.
But Daniel said before the king, The mystery that the king has seen is not the disclosure of the wise men, magicians, enchanters, and Chaldeans.
Esti theos en urano, anakalipton mysteria. Ose dilose to vasili Nabuchodonosor, ave geneste epeschaton ton imeron. Vasilef, is ton aeona zithi, to enipnion, ke to orama tis kefalesu, epi tis kitisu.
There is a God in heaven, revealing mysteries, who has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what must happen in the latter days. O king, live forever. The dream and the vision of your head upon your bed are this.
Βασιλέου κατακληθείς επί της κήτης σου, χεώρακας πάντα όσα δέει, γενέστε επί εσχάτων των ημερών, και ο ανακαλύπτων μυστήρια, εδήλωσέσι, α δέει γενέστε.
O king, reclining on your bed, you saw all that must come to pass in the latter days, and the one who reveals mysteries made known to you what must come to pass.
Δε ου παρά την σοφίαν την ούσαν εν εμί υπερ πάντας τους ανθρώπους, το μυστήριον τούτο εξεφάνθη, αλλά χένεκεν του δηλωθήνε το βασιλεί, εσημάνθημι, α υπέλαβες τη καρδία σου εν γνώση.
But not because of wisdom that is in me beyond all people was this mystery revealed, but for it to be made known to the king. It was signified to me what you considered in your heart with understanding.
Si vasileu eorakas, ke idu ikon mia, ke im I ikon ekini megalis fodra, ke I prosopsis aftis iperferis estiki enandion sou, ke I prosopsis tis ikonos fovera.
You, O king, saw, and behold, one image, and that image was exceedingly great, and its appearance was surpassing. It stood before you, and the appearance of the image was fearsome.
In I kephali aftis apo chrysiou Christou, το στήθος και οι βραχίονες αργυρώοι, η κοιλία και η μυρή χαλκοί.
Its head was of fine gold, its chest and arms were silver, its belly and thighs were bronze.
Δε, σκέλη, σιδηρά, υπόδες, μέρος μεν τη σιδήρου, μέρος δε, τη οστράκινον.
And its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay.
Χέος ότου ετμήθη, λίθος εξόρους, άνευ χειρών, και επάταξε την εικόνα επί τους πόδας τους σιδηρούς και οστρακίνους και κατήλεσεν αυτά.
Until a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands and struck the image upon its iron and clay feet and crushed them.
Λεπτά εγένε το χάμα ο σίδηρος και το όστρακον και ο χαλκός και ο άργυρος και το χρυσίον και εγένε το ως ελεπτότερον αχύρου εν χάλωνι και ερήπησεν αυτά ο άνεμος ώστε μηδέν καταληφθήνε εξ αυτών. Και ο λίθος, ο πατάξας την εικόνα, εγένετο όρος μέγα, και επάταξε πάσαν την γην.
The iron and the clay, and the bronze and the silver and the gold, became fragments together, and became like chaff, finer still, on the threshing floor. And the wind scattered them, so that nothing at all was left of them. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain, and struck the whole earth.
Το χώραμα και την κρίσιν δε ερούμεν επί του βασιλέως.
But we shall tell the king the vision and its interpretation.
Βασιλεύ, βασιλεύ βασιλέων, και εσύ ο Κύριος του ουρανού, την αρχήν και την βασιλείαν, και την ισχήν και την τιμήν και την δόξαν έδωκεν.
O king, king of kings, And to you the Lord of heaven has given the rule and the kingdom and the strength and the honor and the glory.
Pasi ti ikumene apo anthropon και θηρίων αγρίων, και πετινών ουρανού, και των ηχθείων της θαλάσσης, παρεύωκεν, υπό τας χειράς σου, κυριεύειν πάντων. Σι ή, η κεφαλή η χρυσή.
Over all the inhabited earth, over humans and wild beasts, and birds of heaven, and fish of the sea, he has given them into your hands to rule over all. You are the golden head.
Μετά σε αναστήσετε βασιλεία ελάτων σου, και τρίτη βασιλεία άλλη χαλκή, ή κυριεύση πάσης της γης.
After you, a kingdom lesser than you shall arise, and a third kingdom, another of bronze, which shall rule over all the earth.
Βασιλεία τετάρτη, ισχυρά, όσπερος σίδηρος, οδαμάζων πάντα και παν δένδρων εκκόπτων, και συστήσετε πάσα η γη.
And the fourth kingdom shall be strong, like iron that subdues all things, and cuts down every tree, and the whole earth shall be shaken.
Hos heorakas tus podas aftis, meros menti ostraku keramiku, meros de ti sidiru vasilia ali, dimeris este en afti, kathaper ides ton sidiron anamemigmenon amatopilino ostrako.
As you saw its feet, part indeed of potter's clay, and part of iron, another kingdom will be divided in it, just as you saw the iron mixed together with the clay pottery.
Οι δάκτυλοι των ποδών, μέρος μεν τη σιδηρούν, μέρος δε τη οστράκινον, μέρος τη της βασιλείας έστα ισχυρών, και μέρος τη έστα συντετριμένων.
The toes of the feet will be partly of iron, and partly of clay. Part of the kingdom will be strong, and part will be crushed.
Ως είδες των σίδηρων αναμεμειγμένων, άμα το πυλίνο, οστράκο ίσεμας, έσονται εις γένεσιν ανθρώπων, ουκ έσονται εμονοούντες, ούτε ευνοούντες, αλλήλεις, ως περ ουδέ ο σίδηρος δύναται συγγραφήνε το οστράκο.
As you saw the iron mixed together with the earthen clay, they will be mingled in the offspring of men, but they will not be of one mind, nor favorably disposed toward one another. Just as iron cannot be mixed together with clay.
En tis honis, ton vasileon tuton, stisi o Theos tu uranu, vasilian alin, itis este is tus aeonas, ke u farisete. Ke afti vasilia, alo ethnos u mieasi, pataxi de, ke afanisi tas vasilias taftas, ke afti stisete, is ton aeona.
In the days of those kings, the God of heaven will establish another kingdom, which shall be forever, and it shall not be destroyed. And this kingdom shall not be left to another people, but it shall strike and annihilate all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever.
Heorakas ex orus tmithine lithon anef chiron, ke similoise to ostrakon, ton sidiron, ke ton chalkon, ke ton argiron, ke ton chryson, o Theos omegas esimane to vasili, τα εσόμενα επί εσχάτων των ημερών, και ακριβές το όραμα, και πιστή, η τούτου κρίσης.
You saw that a stone was cut from a mountain, without hands, and crushed the earthenware, the iron, the bronze, the silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what will happen in the last days, and the vision is exact, and its interpretation is trustworthy.
Ναβούχοδονοσόρ, ο βασιλεύς, πεσόν επί πρόσωπον χαμέ, προσεκύμισε το Δανιέλ και επέταξε θυσίας και σπονδάς ποιήσε αυτό.
Nebuchadnezzar the king, having fallen upon his face on the ground, bowed down to Daniel, and commanded that sacrifices and libations be made to him.
Εκ φωνήσας ο βασιλεύς προς τον Δανιέλ, είπεν, επαληθείας έστιν ο Θεός ημών, Θεός των Θεών, και Κύριος των βασιλέων, ο εκφένων μυστήρια κρυπτά μόνος, ότι εδυνάσθης δηλώσε το μυστήριον τούτο.
The king exclaimed and said to Daniel, truly your God is God of gods and Lord of kings, who reveals hidden mysteries, because you were able to make this mystery known.
Ο βασιλεύς Ναβουχοδονοσόρ Δανιήλ μεγαλήνας και δούς δωρεάς μεγάλας και πολλάς κατέστησεν επί των πραγμάτων της Βαβυλωνίας και απέδειξεν αυτόν άρχοντα και ηγούμενον πάντων των σοφιστών Βαβυλωνίας.
King Nebuchadnezzar exalted Daniel and gave him great and many gifts and appointed him over the affairs of Babylon, and designated him ruler and leader of all the wise men of Babylon.
Daniel ixiosen ton vasilea, ina katastathosin epi ton pragmaton tis Babylonias. Sedrach, Misach, Abdenago, ke Daniel in enti vasiliki avli.
Daniel asked the king that Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel be appointed over the affairs of Babylon, and Daniel was in the royal court.